things move pretty quickly, don't they? I mean, preseason, you get through these workouts. Thankfully, the weather's not been overly hot, overly humid for you guys out there. Probably too much rain, if anything. But it just feels like the time's flying now with one preseason game done and just the one to go. And then the Bullets are live next Thursday night.
I know. It seems like the off season just went by so quick. We went through the season and now we went through all the training and now we're ready for game time. So everything's going pretty quickly.
Not that camp or preseason is ever easy, Andre, but has it been a lot more smoother and a lot more easier to get into a rhythm year two under Ricky Ray and Scott Milanovic?
Yeah, I think gelling and being together with the guys for the whole thing. Last year we had a lot of injuries that kept us apart throughout the season, not just in training camp. And having everybody healthy and is definitely a good opportunity for us to get better and continuously progressing together.
Are you fine becoming a receiver, a full-time receiver, and slot back in the CFL? Everything is becoming a lot more natural, a more second nature to you. You're not thinking out there in the field that you're just knowing what to do automatically now?
Yeah, we were actually talking about that the other day, and it's just coming a lot easier, just seeing where you got to be in the field, being able to read what the quarterback's reading, knowing what he's going to be looking at and looking for. And it's helping me become better as a player as I get older in the game.
Andre Durie joining us. Of course, they open the season next Friday night at home, Rogers Center against the Hamilton Tiger Cats. Nice to open at home also. Last year you had the long span of road games, and just nice to settle in for a little bit. I know it's a quick trip out to BC just after Canada Day, but your home fans are still so celebratory after winning the 100th Grey Cup at home, going on the road and beating Montreal in the playoffs. So it's nice to be able to give them something back so early in a big game next week.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a change. I don't think I can remember the last time we played our first game at home.
So yeah,
it's going to be good to get home and just kind of take some of the momentum from last year and then hopefully bring it towards the next game next week.
You don't just play for this team, but this is your city. This is where you grew up, Andre. Have you noticed a difference with your friends and family in the off season, the perception of the league and the team going into this year?
Yeah, just so supportive. I have another job as well, so they've just been truly supportive of me. They cut my hours so I can do both, and my family's just so supportive, from watching the kids to getting out there and coming out and supporting every game. So it's just something that I feel benefit a lot from, and I thank them so much every day for it.
Andre Durie, our guest. It's amazing that the confidence level you had from really minute one of the Grey Cup game against Calgary. And Montreal was just that beast you just couldn't conquer in this conference. I mean, they've been so dominant for so long. But I look back on those games. You had a great game at Olympic Stadium in the East Final. Going into that game, they must have still – it's just still felt like a mountain you guys had to conquer as a team, didn't it?
Yeah, and we knew that they were kind of the beast in the East, so you say. And they've always been that team that's been the one to beat. And we want to go out there and just play with confidence, play with the things that we know we can do, and get the ball to the guys that can make plays. And the defense was just playing stellar. So it was just trying to get out there and continuously do what we know we can do. And the rest would tell the story.
You know Chad Owens as well as anyone on this team. Can he repeat his magical 2012 again this year?
Man, if anybody could do it, it's CO, for sure. He's always looking for challenges, challenging himself. And I think that's something that we all feed off of. And I definitely can do it again.
Andre Durie, our guest. Hey, best of luck Thursday night. And, of course, next Friday when you raise the roof, loads of fans in there. It's going to be pretty big crowd for Hamilton coming in. And I know you're looking forward to getting down and playing. No Iverwind Stadium anymore, so that'll be a bit of a different thing this year playing at a university field, won't it?
Yeah, I haven't played in Guelph since 2004, I think. So.
How was your record in Guelph with the Mighty Lions?
Don't ask.
I have to.
I think we're like 1-1 since I've been there.